Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6minutewebinar.com. That's SIXminuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by my good friend, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Mr. Bill is a gentleman that he is an author. He has a free ebook for you today. Just go to myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo. That's myfreebook.me. And you will be able to get your copy of The Clarity Has No Story. He's also the author of The 7 Levels of Truth. And you can find that book on Amazon. That's a lifetime love of what Bill has created there. And if you like clarity and you want to get focused on something, you need those books. That's just bottom line. And Bill, today we've got a wonderful guest with us, a gentleman very well close to us. He's associated with us. And ladies and gentlemen, his last name is Divine, and he is really a divine guy, Mr. Brian Divine. Bill, I tell you, we've known him for several years, haven't we, brother?
Yeah, it's going to be a really fascinating show because Brian has so many different things to talk about in relationship to internet marketing and things you can do on the internet to get more attention. And Brian's been doing this, I'll let Brian tell us how many years he's been doing it. He's been doing it for a while.
We're pushing, coming on 14 years.
Wow, 14 years. And hey, so this is Brian Divine from Colorado. Top Line Management is the name of his company. Mm-hmm. Brian, what got you started with your company? Let's start there.
Yeah, thank you. And first of all, thank you guys for having me today. This is actually it's kind of an interesting story. My background has been in sales, and I was working for a company where I sold products to dentists and orthodontists. And I also have a degree in marketing, and so most of my clients knew that. So they would always want to talk to me about the marketing that they were planning, and they would have like a postcard that they were ready to put out. And they're all excited about it. And they say, hey, Brian, come take a look. Let me know what you think of this postcard. And so they would show me this postcard, and I would look at it front and back. And I go, okay, this looks nice. Where's your phone number? And they'd go, oh, it's here on the back. You can see it's right down here. I'm like, okay, so you just asked me to work to find your phone number. That's probably the first thing we want to fix. Let's make sure your phone number is a little bit big. What would you like me to do when this shows up in the mail? It would be my next question. And they'd say, oh, I'd like you to call and schedule an appointment. Okay, well, you might want to mention that anywhere here in this postcard, right? And then I would say, so what's your offer? What's your incentive for me to do that, to actually do what you want me to do, which is to call? And they're like, well, there's like this little discount here on the back. You might want to make that your headline. And so I would go through this process, and then I would always end with, how many times are you going to send out this postcard? And the answer was always once. And I'd say, why don't you give me $100? I'll smack you in the face and you will save a lot of time and pain because this is not going to work. And I would have this conversation more times than I care to count. But it was so consistent that eventually I said, you know what? I'm going to stop talking about what you should be doing and how it all works. And I'm just going to start doing it for you. And that was when internet was just really starting to explode, where offices understood the value of being found online. And I decided, okay, I'm going to take everything I know about marketing, I'm going to move it online, and I'm going to do it for the people that I already know, which are these dentists and orthodontists, and it just took off from there.
Well, that's really interesting, because you just took what you can do there, and you just, you know, turned a dream and a thought into reality. And Bill, you know, you and I, we've known Brian for some time, and I really like that he can able to take marketing content and turn it into a reality, because we've both seen him take an idea that we've expressed to him and create it into something that was exactly what we wanted. Help me, sir.
Yeah, well, I was, as I was listening to Brian, realizing how he just kind of, when he breathes in, he breathes marketing, you know, that's kind of it. And that's, you know, it's really true. So your whole essence then, and you've worked primarily, you said, with dentists, is that correct, in the past?
Yeah. So it was interesting. I was early. I had tried to kind of branched out on my own, and I was working with all different types of people. And I had somebody say, "Hey, don't you know a lot of dentists and orthodontists?" I just laughed. Oh, my God. Yeah, I do. And so I immediately shifted. And I had a plan for what I wanted to do for orthodontists. I made I thought, you know, let me call 10 people and see if I can get 5 to start with me, and we'll just go from there. And I made 6 phone calls, closed 6 people, and I said, I better not call anymore until I can prove that I can do what I say. And the dentist and orthodontist is just – it has worked well for me, because I knew that industry so well, and I'd been in and out of over 300 offices. So there wasn't a lot of language that they would use that I wasn't familiar with. And it made it a lot easier for me to have really in-depth conversations, and then they would feel more comfortable talking with me, because there wasn't that disconnect of where I would talk about staff, but they were talking about their team. I knew that that's what they would be talking about. And when we talk about cases, they knew I knew what that meant, so we could really have good open dialogue. So it made it easier to grow the business by staying with what I knew really, really well.
But and now as you've branched out,
yeah,
into other channels, other industries, along with dentists, mm-hmm. It's really all the same, isn't it? Like, I know you do work for restaurants now, right?
Yes, yeah. The restaurants kind of came from one of the things that we really like to do is we look at other industries and we see what's working there. And then we move it to the industry where we are that has probably never done something like it, and we make it work there. It's been extremely effective. So what happened, just to give an example, is that we were seeing restaurants do birthday marketing, and I'd never seen a dentist or an orthodontist do birthday marketing. So we decided, hey, let's see if we can't do some birthday marketing for our clients. And it worked so well out of the gate, I was shocked. So we got really, really good at this birthday marketing concept in the dental market, but we kept seeing it fail over in the restaurant world, where it didn't make sense. It should be so easy. It should work perfectly. And we decided, well, we're darn good at it, so let's just start doing it for the restaurants, who this is where we got the idea from the first place. And because we're just really locked down on how we go about doing this type of marketing, it works so well for restaurants. It is – like as close to hands-off marketing as restaurants can get. And you probably know most restaurant owners, the last thing they want to think about is marketing. They just want to run the business and create great food and a terrific experience for people. So to have somebody like me just go, hey, I'll just take it over and we'll just start bringing people in, they love that. So it was a really nice transition. And yeah, so what we're finding is that what we're good at, which is taking an idea and turning it into a process and then into money, it doesn't matter what your industry is. It matters that you understand what your goal is, and then we create a process to reach that goal.
That's really interesting, because one of the things that I like about what you shared with us before we started the show is one of your strengths. You know, what is your strength? Are you a person that likes to write, or are you a person that likes to talk?
Yeah.
And I'd like for you to share a little bit about that, Brian.
Yeah. So what we find is we talk to all of our clients and everyone else that just sort of reaches out with questions. One of the things that a lot of people understand is that content, when it comes to online marketing, is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And people get overwhelmed, right? They start thinking about, oh my gosh, do I have to create something every day, every week, every month? Like, how often do I have to create content? And I'm not good at that. Well, let's take a step back. If you are good at talking, then turn on a camera and talk to the camera about what you are passionate about and keep it short. It doesn't have to be very long. And if you think when you see that little red light on a camera turn on, you just freak out and you start talking like you're so wooden and boring that you the last thing you want to do is look at the camera, then don't. Then write. Most people are good at one or the other. An example, my wife is a beautiful writer, and she writes things, and I'm always like, I don't even know how you do that. My brain is not wired for that. I'm wired for talking. Put a camera on, tell me when you want me to start and when you want me to stop. And so I understand people are great at writing, and they're afraid to talk. That's okay, because you just start with your strength. If you're great at writing, then write. But if you're like me and you look at a blank sheet of paper and you feel like you're back in second grade and you're being asked to write a book report on something you never read, then don't write. Talk. Because you can take either the written form or the video form, and we can start turning that into more and more content. And I know we're running up against the time here. So when we get back, do you guys want me to walk you through some of the ways that you can use that content spread it out and sort of we call it the presence, make you be found everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely, because that'd be very, very important, because I know that whenever I send out a text, sometimes the way I write it and sometimes the way it's read, it doesn't have the same flavor to it. And so I learned to really double check what I'm saying, because people can read things, you know, differently, even though the verbiage is correct, but they can read it differently. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that after we come back from the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go to commercial so we can pay a couple of bills. And we hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Wondered where the terms used in computer speak originated? The word cookie, that packet of information that travels between a browser and web server, is named after the fortune cookie, a cookie with an embedded message. Rebooting the computer is literally pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. The name Google was originally coined in 1938 by Milton Sirota, nephew of mathematician Edward Kasner, during a discussion of large numbers. Google is the number one, followed by 100 zeros. The word Yahoo was originally invented by Jonathan Swift and used in his book Gulliver's Travels. It's a derogatory term for a person who is repulsive in appearance. Yahoo founders Jerry Yang and David Filo selected the name because they considered themselves Yahoos. It's Merging Neighborhood. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We were having a ball during the break while you guys were listening to the commercial out there. And we're going to be sharing that information with you about what we were talking about. But I got to mention that we're brought to you by the 6-Minute Webinar, SIX Minute Webinar. And if you would like to have a what I call a Ready Freddy salesman, 24/7 that can present one product to your ideal client and line you up with people who want to talk to you, the 6-Minute Webinar is where it's at. And Mr. Bill Heinrich is one of the co-creators of the 6-Minute Webinar. And I'd like for him to share a little information about the 6-Minute Webinar with you. Would you, Bill?
Great. How much time can I have?
There's
a lot I can say about it. Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say on December 12th, we're going to be doing another boot camp. We'll be getting information out about that. We just completed a boot camp on the 24th last Saturday. Mm-hmm. And again, everybody that came to the boot camp stayed the entire 3 hours. They learned mm-hmm. so much from the very beginning right to the end. You know, getting clarity, it's such a challenging process unless we have someone outside ourselves or something to guide us to that clarity so that we can speak to the perfect customer. And this is really, Jim, the same as what we're talking to Brian too about today. That's about how to get response from your marketing, speak to the perfect mm-hmm. customer. And that's what one of the ways that that can be done is with the 6-Minute Webinar. In fact, Brian, how are ways that people would use the 6-Minute Webinar in their marketing? You're a marketing genius, and you're familiar with the 6-Minute Webinar.
Yeah, the 6-Minute Webinar, I think what's so powerful about that technology is that you are taking the one thing about what it is that you would do for someone, and you are focusing in on that so clearly that it allows you to then say, okay, now I'm going to put this 6-Minute Webinar that is so crystal clear, and I'm going to put it in front of the people that I know need this information. And then you can create another 6-Minute Webinar that is about maybe the second thing that you do so well for your clients, and then put mm-hmm. that one in front of the people that you know are going to really respond to that one piece of information. It is so powerful.
And what are some ways, Brian, that they could get people in front of their 6-Minute Webinars? Would you suggest they put them, and what marketing tricks would you promote here?
There are so many ways to do it, and we talk about using YouTube, and there are ways and times to use YouTube so you can put your video on YouTube, and then you can actually run ads directly to your video. And what's powerful about YouTube video ads right now is that people still don't really know how to do it, and so you don't have a ton of competition. So we're still able to get 4 cent, sometimes 3 cent video views. And the best part about running an ad on YouTube is that if your video, like a 6-Minute Webinar, your video is long enough that it'll allow someone to skip it. Because you want someone who is not interested to skip it, because that first mm-hmm. 30 seconds, if someone doesn't watch more than 30 seconds, you don't even pay the 3 cents. Mm-hmm. So you can get your message out in front of thousands of people very quickly, very inexpensively, and not even pay for half of what is being put out there for you. And then when you're talking about just 3 and 4 cents views, you can get an amazing amount of your information out in front of a huge, huge market. Mm. Now, other than that, then we start looking at Facebook. And the reason that we look at Facebook for your marketing is because you really have an incredible amount of data that Facebook basically just hands you. And because of the 6-Minute Webinar's ability to really hone down to very specific things that you're going to be able to do for very specific people, you can tell Facebook, hey, show this video, show this ad, this particular image or this video. I want to show it specifically to the people that you already know are perfect for that product or service that you're selling. And they have that data. And, you know, most people, they think that Facebook is free. Facebook is not free. They mm-hmm. are mining your information. And that is the value that they get from you. And I've even had people say, well, what do I do if, gosh, I put all this content on Facebook and then they shut down my account? That's all my content. It is not your content. when you first set up your Facebook account, you actually gave them full control over your content. It is no longer yours the minute it's on Facebook. So there's good and bad in that. But the good, and I want you thinking about this, is the marketing side. Because they own all of that content, it is all essentially theirs. Everything you put on Facebook is now theirs. They know everything about you and everyone else there. So if you want to just show your marketing to, let's say it's moms that have kids between the ages of 6 and 9, mm-hmm. that live in a very specific area that typically are interested in, you know, a specific celebrity and watch this specific TV show, you can do that. You can show it to just those people. It is a very, very powerful tool. Does that answer your question, Bill?
Yeah. I mean, so this is why you were talking before, the languaging in your ads are so important.
Yeah. This is what's been very interesting with Facebook lately, is that we can target down very specifically who we want to show an ad to and then speak to that person very clearly, or we can use our ad to call attention to the exact person that we want to talk to and use the right language, right, so that it is their language that you're using, and mm-hmm. let Facebook just figure out who to show it to. Literally, like, you just say, I know that it's going to be men between the ages of 30 and 49, and I only want to show it to them. But, hey, Facebook, why don't you go ahead and figure out who's going to most likely click on my ad? And then Facebook goes to work and starts doing that. It is wow. It's pretty crazy.
That's amazing. You know, Brian, there's someone out there who's probably saying, well, I'm going to get in touch with this guy. He sounds like he's singing my song. So, Brian, would you be kind enough to share your website with the folks out there and how they can get in touch with you, please?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're just looking for some information, practicefuel.rocks, that is our website that is geared more towards the medical community. And we also, if you're thinking about more on the restaurant side, we have cafefuel.rocks. And we've got all kinds of great information on those websites and ways that you can just reach out. And if you don't fall into either one of those categories, go to either one of those sites. You'll have phone numbers in there that you can reach us and just ask any questions you have. We'd love to talk to people, so don't feel like you have to purchase anything from us in order to have a conversation. We love to see what people are doing, what their interests are, and how we can help.
And those websites again, sir, if you repeat them, I'm writing them down here for the article.
Absolutely. It is practicefuel.rocks and cafefuel.rocks.
R-O-C-K-S, huh?
That's correct.
Wow, I didn't know you could have a dot rocks.
We wanted something that would stand out a little bit.
Yeah, that definitely does. I tell you, it's amazing. And I wanted to finish up real quickly before, we were on break, we were laughing and we were sharing some information how important that verbiage is in when you're writing, especially if your strength is more in video than it is in writing, which mine is. One time I sent out an email and I put the capital letters for your information, FYI, in capital letters, and not realizing that a person could read that and consider back in those days you used capital letters that you'd be kind of like yelling at them. And the person took it the wrong way. And I just wanted to make a note, hey, for your information, hey, boom, kind of like a bullet point. Mm-hmm. But it was taken the wrong way. And I loved your comment. Would you share that, what you said about, I'm going to let you do it. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite T-shirts that it says, let's eat grandma. And then the next sentence, it says, let's eat comma grandma. And then, of course, the bottom, it says, commas save lives.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. It really is. I mean, it's so easy how a little thing like that can really throw, something off. So therefore, if writing is not your strong point, you may want someone to double check that before you send it out, because it could send out the wrong message, couldn't it?
It really could. It absolutely could. Which is, again, why I always say start with your strengths. So if you're not a writer and you're like, grammar, that's not my thing, then talk. And then you have somebody who can transcribe whatever it is that you talked about. And then there's software that can check your grammar that's very inexpensive. It's amazing now what kind mm-hmm. of software can check your grammar. But you can also just hire somebody on Fiverr, Upwork. There's all kinds of editors that can take a quick look at something that's pretty short. It won't cost you much at all. And you can make sure that you've got really, really good grammar and everything now makes sense, right? So yeah. You're not stuck with some comma that should be there that isn't, or that is there and shouldn't. And yeah. that can really make a difference. And that's why, again, start with your strengths. Don't get overwhelmed with thinking that you've got to create tons and tons of content every single day. Mm-hmm. Think about what are you good at. Start there. And if you write an article, that article can then be turned into a video very easily. There's all kinds of tools to make that happen. And that video, obviously, when you transcribe it, is now an article. And you then take all of that content and you turn that into, let's say, quotes. That's one of my favorite things to do, is you have somebody – you can do this yourself, or you can have like a virtual assistant. You have them pull out quotes from what you talked about. And then you create a little meme. So a meme basically is just a picture in the background and your text in front of it that is your quote. And so now you're putting your quotes out there. It is a very, very powerful way to be seen as an authority. But it also means that that one article you wrote or that one video that you shot, you have now turned that into about 10, 12, 15 different pieces of content that can be pushed out to every place you can imagine. And there's actually even more that you can do with it from there, because that audio can be used and put onto podcast sites. Mm. That article can be turned into a PDF and pushed out to PDF sites. So it just starts expanding and expanding and expanding. And it's a very, very powerful way to get to really be seen as an authority in your market.
That's really amazing, because, you know, Bill, you and I both, we love putting on shows like this. We're having great content for the folks out there. And we got to take a break for a commercial here. We'll be back in a few after a couple of minutes. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
A few years ago, some fishermen off the coast of Italy discovered some pottery along with fish in their nets. Divers were called out and discovered an ancient Roman ship whose galley, or caboose, a nautical term for kitchen, was extremely intact. Some of the food uncovered on board was pickled fish, wine, oil, and grain used to make the ship's biscuits, otherwise known as dandy funks. It is thought the 2,000-year-old boat was probably on its way to Spain when it sunk and was covered by layers of mud, baggy wrinkles and all. Baggy wrinkles are another name for the ship's ropes. The mud protected the ship from wear, explaining why the leftover food on board was still in such good condition. We land lubbers may not be familiar with leftovers on the sea, but we are familiar with leftovers in our kitchen.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Futures Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com and the 6-minutewebinar.com. And all three of us have been talking about the 6-minute webinar. And if you're looking for, you know, a silent salesman that can repel the people that you cannot help and attract the people that want to talk to you before they even have a chance to meet you, the 6-minute webinar is your ready, Freddy, 24/7, always ready to be their salesperson. That's the way I describe it to people, because you're able to get one clear thought or one clear thing that you solve, one problem, to people that really need your help. That's what the 6-minute webinar does. That's what it's designed to do. And I'm joined today by Mr. Bill Heinrich. He's the co-creator of the 6-minute webinar. He's also got a free book for you called Clarity Has No Story. You can get your free ebook copy at myfreebook.me. That's myfreebook.m as in Mike, E as in Echo. And he also has a book on Amazon called The 7 Levels of Truth. That's the number 7 Levels of Truth. And Mr. Bill, we're so glad that you took time out to be with us today. You're there in beautiful Palm Springs and talking about 140 golf courses between there and Indio, because we both like to play a round of golf every now and then. And how's the weather out there in Indio?
You know, I have a tendency to want to reply to that the same way as when people ask me that about when I lived in Hawaii for 5 years. They'd say, how's the weather? Yeah. How's the weather? Yeah. It's like, oh, it's terrible. It's overcast and raining today, which is never the case. I think it's going to be 85 and sunny today. It's really, really gorgeous. You know, we've been talking about so many things. You're talking about the 6-minute webinar and the clarity and speaking to your perfect client. Mm-hmm. And what I want to talk with Brian about a little bit is the importance of developing lists and ways that he develops lists, like for doctor's offices, for businesses, for restaurants especially. I know he has some very unique ways to develop lists there. So, Brian, why don't you talk about the importance of lists?
Absolutely. The thing that I think people tend to forget is that it doesn't matter what business you're in. The main value, the main thing that is so important to your business are your customers. And so if you have a great list and you continue to build that list, then you have an asset. And when we talk to restaurants, 99.9% of the time, and I did finally have one person who was a restaurant owner who answered this question correctly. I said, what do you see as your biggest asset? And the answer is going to be their food, their chef, the location, their experience, all these things that are important. But the main asset is your list, your customers. And if you don't have that list, then you really are always at the whim of what is happening in the world. Now, today, things are crazy. Like, we don't even know what's going to happen any given day. And what we're seeing, especially in the restaurant world, are the larger companies that were building their list of customers over the last few years. They're doing either just fine right now when things are so crazy, or they're actually doing better than ever before because they are actively speaking to the people that already know, like, and trust them. So that means that you have to build your list. And again, it doesn't matter what business you're in, you need to be thinking about that list. So how do you build that list? Well, there are all kinds of ways to do it. So one of the things that you can do is you can, well, for example, in the restaurant world, we have this birthday club. And so in that birthday club, you just simply reach out to people that are having a birthday and you put them on your list and you offer them something great to take advantage of during their birthday. And then you can reach out to people that are on that list every 10 days or so. People actually start to get used to hearing from you. What's interesting, Bill, is that we find that when you reach out to these lists more often, you actually get better results. Because I've had people that say, gosh, you know, I don't want to be bugging people. I don't want to reach out more than maybe once or twice a month. That is a mistake, because what happens is people forget about you. Now, you're in your business every single day, and what you think about in your business is constant and forever, right? I mean, this is your thing. This is your baby. This is what you are doing, and you can't stop thinking about it. What you have to realize is no one else is thinking about you nearly that often. And I always like to joke with, you'd be surprised how little people think of you when you realize how little people think of you. They're just not thinking of you, right? So that is a really important thing to keep in mind. If you reach out to your list at least every 7 to 10 days, you're going to be in good shape. Now, you can exhaust a list if you are to reach out to that list 4 or 5 times a day, every single day. Yes, that would be too much. But we really are finding that every industry has its own sort of sweet spot. And right now, on average, you can reach out about every 7 to 10 days, and people are going to be very comfortable with it. So how do you build that list? Well, we call these things like tripwires, or the little freebies, things that you can give people that I always recommend that you keep them really short. It can be a video that teaches them something. It can be a PDF, a checklist, a worksheet. But I want it to be like really, really simple and straightforward that will help them with one problem that you know they have right now. So we call that getting results in advance. So if you can give somebody something that is a checklist for doing something you know they have to do, and they probably don't have a checklist, or they didn't even know that they should use a checklist, you give that to them, and in exchange, they're giving you their name and their email, and then maybe even their phone number. Depends on how great your content is. So if you're giving away something fantastic, you really do have the opportunity to pick that, to get that phone number.
More so, what's Brian? What's an example of a checklist? What? Give me some examples.
Yeah. So if you want to do a, let's say, you know that you need to be running Facebook ads, right? So here's a quick checklist to help you make sure that you set up your Facebook ads perfectly. And when you have your headline for this, make sure you're speaking to your exact audience, right? So I'm trying to keep it general, but the concept is to have, you know, say, hey, if you're a dentist looking to get new patients, this checklist will make sure that every ad you run will work, right? And then you give them a very, very clean and clear checklist that walks them through the things that they need to be thinking about. You don't have to give away everything because you don't want to overwhelm the person. Let's say you give them a PDF file that is an ebook that is 30 pages. It is amazing. And if they read that, you know, 3 or 4 times, they probably wouldn't even need to hire you because it's just perfect. No one's going to read that. And I shouldn't say no one. You're looking at about maybe 1 to 2% of the people will actually read that and take advantage of it. What you want is for 80% of the people to be able to read it quickly. So you get that one sheet. Here's the one thing you need to stop doing today to make sure that your ads work. So things like that have a huge impact. People will stop scrolling. We call it thumb scrolling, right? So we're all on our phones now. We use our thumbs to just quickly skip through and start scanning. If you can get someone to stop with a good image and a strong headline that says something like that, that they're like, oh yeah, no, I want that. And then when you deliver that information, then you have now created a level of authority in their mind. So the next time you offer them something, they're more likely to stop. And there are so many ways and tools that can build your list. So don't worry about the technical side. One of the tools that, you know, Bill and I and Jim, we use all the time is called Kartra. Mm-hmm. Fact that we talk about Kartra and use it is because it's sort of the all-in-one solution. Hmm. Are there better solutions out there for each individual thing that it does? Probably. But for the price that they charge and everything you get, it is amazing. So let's say you're like, okay, I need to build a list and I need to put it into a contact management system. Well, Kartra will do that for you. It will give you a way to fill out a form so that the person that is interested in that checklist, they fill out that form. And then bang, it will automatically shoot that checklist to them so that you don't even have to know that it happened, but you will be notified that it did. Now they're on your list. And that list continues to build. Now let's say, well, I need to make sure that I can deliver that checklist. Kartra can handle that for you as well. Then you might be thinking, hey, I've got this great video, but I don't want it to just be living on YouTube. I want it on my website. But if you put it on YouTube on your website, you know that YouTube is going to filter traffic. They're going to show other people's videos when your video's done, or if they pause your video, they're going to show other people's stuff. So you don't have a lot of control. So you need to put your video someplace where you have control. Kartra will do that for you. Let's say you need a landing page. So you have your ad, right? So Bill, we had that example of a checklist for exactly how to create a Facebook ad. And then you click on that ad from Facebook, and you need to take them somewhere. So you take them to a landing page that says, hey, you made the right choice. We're going to give you this great checklist, and all I need is your name and your email, and we'll shoot it right out to you. Well, Kartra will build that for you as well. So it's just whatever it is that you need, it's all right there. Let's say you need a membership site. Boom, there it is. So I know I talk a lot about it, but there are other tools that are excellent. I just like the fact that it covers pretty much all of your basic needs, and it does it extremely well. And then it does what's called behavioral intent marketing. So it will track what people are doing, how long they watch a video, and based on those things, it can then move them into different categories, different types. It's pretty powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, Bill, I just always want the example, whenever I'm talking about examples for these sort of lead magnets, getting people interested, I want them to be short and really help the person with just one thing, because when they see your name or your business, they take advantage of what you ask them to take advantage of, and then you deliver very quickly, even if they don't do anything with it. You have built that level of authority in their mind. Does that make sense?
Completely. Mm-hmm. Completely. Does that make sense to you, Jim?
It sure does. It really does. And I'm glad that Brian introduced us to Kartra, because, Bill, as you very well know, someone that's looking to build a business, they can start there at Kartra and become affiliates. In fact, we have affiliates set up for the 6-minute webinar, don't we, sir?
We do. In fact, we have a lot of people participating in it. And I know that we're going to head to break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the benefits real quickly of being an affiliate for the 6-minute webinar. And Brian could also talk about affiliate relationships also. So we're going to be back from our break in just a minute.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Marks the beginning of air conditioning appreciation days. But who invented the air conditioner anyway? Air conditioning was originally invented to cool large machines used in factories, not people. Willis Havlin Carrier was granted a patent in 1906 for his apparatus for cooling the air. Nowadays, the air conditioner has just become something for husbands and wives to fuss about. I'm always cold to the point of horripilation, while my husband's always hot and sweaty. So we're constantly adjusting the thermostat, trying to find a temperature setting we can both agree on. What do you call a person who quibbles over details? A pedifogger.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Before we broke for commercial, we were talking a lot about affiliates. We were talking a lot about Kartra. My goodness gracious. I mean, Kartra is a place where you can go and get everything done and be sure and get in touch with Brian, because Brian, you can reach him at practicefuel.rocks. That's his, one of the websites, practicefuel, FUEL.rocks. And also CafeFuel.rocks, because he is a marketing guru. He's been on all the major networks. And Bill, we were pretty excited about the opportunity of being able to get the 6-minute webinar on Kartra for affiliates, weren't we, sir?
Yeah, it's working out very, very well for us. You know, Brian was talking about that earlier in the last segment about Kartra a little bit. And what he says is true, is they have all the tools in one place. And if you have done any work building a list, marketing your business online, one thing leads to the other, leads to the other, leads to the other. And the next thing you know, you're paying 10 or 12 different vendors for all these different things, all of which you can get right from Kartra. And one of the things they do have is a complete affiliate program. And Jim, I think, you know, we have 50 affiliates signed up already for the 6-minute webinar, which is very exciting. For those of you that don't know what an affiliate is, it's somebody that really likes our 6-minute webinar program, and they have a list, an audience that they send emails to. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they send emails out about our upcoming boot camps. Now, the next one will be December 12th. So Brian, why not talk a little bit about marketing and the affiliate aspect of marketing?
Certainly. Let me start by saying Kartra has not paid us to talk about Kartra in any way.
Oh.
We just really like the tool. But to answer your question, Bill, is when it comes to affiliates, having an army of people that love what you're doing and that are actively promoting what you're doing through an affiliate connection to you is really powerful, because when they sell something to their list, their tribe, their group, they get a little piece of that sale, and you get your little piece, and everybody wins. So there's a really good reason to do that. And what's nice is that when you have a tool that has affiliates, the affiliate system built into it, you don't ever have to go, gosh, you know, should I create an affiliate program for this product or this service, or should I wait? Maybe only on, you just set them all up. Whatever people are like, hey, you know what? This is a great service that you guys offer. I want to promote it to my group. Great. Here's your link. And it's that simple. And then the software just tracks everything for you, and everybody gets paid the way that they're supposed to get paid. It's a really, really powerful way to have other people besides yourself talking about your product, your service in a very positive way, and then making a little bit of money along the way so that everybody gets something. Now, there are affiliate programs that will pay, you know, 50, 60, even 70% up front. So there's sometimes you can make a lot of money, and then all the way down to just, you know, a few dollars depending on the price of the service. So it really has a broad range. The concept is really simple, though. Let other people promote your product and let them get paid for doing it. But you can do it in an automated way, which is what's so fascinating about this affiliate software.
You know, it's so true. And as you're talking about that, and you speaking earlier about birthday campaigns for restaurants and such, mm-hmm. the thing that comes to mind for me is how people they're out looking for new business all the time, and they aren't doing enough promotion to their current customers. And of course, having a list will prevent you from marketing to your clients. What do you have to say about some of those things, Brian?
Yeah, that's huge, Bill. The thing that really comes up, especially obviously in the restaurant world, but it happens everywhere, is that people are always looking for new. They want more clients, more customers, more patients, and they want new. Here's the thing. It is between 6 and 8 times cheaper to market to people who have already purchased from you. So you've already created a great experience for them. They are going to be much more likely to purchase the next thing that you want to offer them. That doesn't mean that you don't want to still get new. New is great. But that without looking at your current list, your current people that know, like, and trust you, you are missing a huge opportunity. Let me give you a really quick example. We just ran a program for an orthodontic office, and we call it a patient reactivation system. Now, think of this as your database. So if you have a list, you have a group of people on your list that maybe you've forgotten about or you just haven't really utilized in a while. This particular office, and this goes for every orthodontic office, dentist office, I promise you this is happening across every database. They had a list of people that had come into the office but didn't start their treatment. Now, every office will have a system to follow up with them, but this is based on people, right? So if your job is to follow up with those people, but you got busy for a week, well, you just maybe didn't make any of those calls and then moved on to the next group. We were able to take a list of about 100 people, and we literally pressed a button in it was about 10 a.m. in the morning, and by 10:15, we had 6 new patients for this office. It happened that fast. And over the course of the next 3 days, systems just kept following up and dripping on them and saying, hey, are you still thinking about this? Would this be of value to you? Would you like to give us a call? Would you like to take advantage? And we're now up to 10. Now, that is a very powerful thing to keep in mind. And that's why I wanted you to see this example. Now, keep in mind that when you do orthodontic treatment, on the low end, it can be somewhere around $3,000. On the high end, it's going to be $6,000 to $7,000. Mm. We just brought in 10 new patients in about 3 days. And while we were talking, I had a little thing pop up on my screen that someone else just raised their hand and said, yeah, I'll take advantage too. So hopefully we now are at 11. Mm. That is what I'm talking about when it comes to taking advantage of your list and marketing to them properly. And if you don't have a list, you know, the best time to build your list is a year ago. And if you didn't start a year ago, start right now. Figure out how you can start building that list. And it can all be automated, or you can do it by hand. There's tons of ways to do it, but please, by all means, do it. Did that answer your question, Bill?
Yeah, because people spend so much money to get that, to get customers to know, like, and trust them, right?
Yeah.
And where you've already got a good customer base that often gets overlooked, and it already has the most important aspect of marketing taken care of, and that's the know, like, and trust piece, because they already know you. Isn't that right, Brian?
That is correct. And creating that level of understanding and trust is difficult, and it takes time. So take advantage. Don't build that up anonymously. Build that up and build the list at the same time so that you can reach out. And I have people that get frustrated because they're like, oh my gosh, you know, we just sent this out and my list went from 500 and it went down to 480. We just lost, you know, 20 people got so upset. Those are people that we don't want to talk to anymore anyway. They have raised their hand and say, hey, I'm no longer interested. Great. Mm-hmm. Get off. Right. This is good news, because mm-hmm. you are now making sure that you are putting your offers in front of people who actually want to receive those offers. So it's a good thing. Don't think of people unsubscribing as a bad thing. It is a good, good thing. You don't want a list of 10,000 people that are not interested in anything you have to offer. You're better off with a list of 100 people that all are interested in what you have to offer.
You're exactly right, because I remember one of the things, and you remember this gentleman, Emerson Brantley. We've had him on our radio show before, last year it was. Emerson, I was taking a course he was teaching, and he says the very first thing you want to do when you're marketing is that you want to repel every single person that you can't help.
Right.
And it really made an impression on me when he said that, because when you think about marketing, you think you want to attract everybody, but that's the wrong way to do it. It really is. And Brian, I'm sure you would agree with that, wouldn't you, sir?
100%. Yeah. If people are never, I'm trying to think of a nice way of saying it. If no one is ever upset with you in your marketing, then you're not doing it right. Right. No, it sounds crazy.
Yeah, I know.
But I joke with people. I'm like, your marketing shouldn't be just all pretty. Ugly tends to work better than pretty anyway. Mm-hmm. But it needs to be clear, and you need to make an offer. And if people are like turned off by that, great, unsubscribe. I don't want to make offers to people that are not interested. Mm-hmm. So let's get you out of the way, and no hard feelings. We don't have to feel bad about that. Mm-hmm. But to your point and to what I said about offers is that I want to make sure that we started talking about sort of creating that content, right? Content is king. Content online is huge. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that we don't end this interview without making sure you have a way to monetize.
Mm.
If you have a massive list, people see you as an authority, and you never make an offer, then you can't make money. Okay? Mm. Make sure that as you build that list, as you grow that authority, that you make offers. And you can do that in the middle of your content too. You can do, let's say you're doing a live video or a training or whatever it is, and you go, oh, hey, by the way, and that's one of my favorites. We call it the Columbo close. Oh, hey, by the way, if you're interested in or you would like to get more information about this, just go to this website, throw your information in, and we'll take great care of you. Now mm-hmm. back to what we were just talking about. And you can do that throughout your content. Just yeah. Remember the Columbo close. And it's always you sneak it in. Like everyone's calm mm-hmm. and relaxed. And you sneak in by the way, if you'd like to know more about this, just go here. We'll take great care of you. Now, back to what we were talking about. It works beautifully. Yeah.
I like that. And I tell you right now, if someone's listening and they want to get in touch with you, you got two websites they can go to. One is practicefuel.rocks. The other one is cafefuel.rocks, and I know you'd be more than happy to visit with someone there. And, Mr. Bill, it's been a real pleasure for us to have Brian on the show today, hasn't it, sir?
It has. It's. I'm just sitting here looking like, oh, my gosh, the show is almost over. This has gone by fast. So much good information. Were there mm-hmm. any questions we forgot to ask Brian? And any other point you can think of, we sure covered a lot of things.
Yeah, now that's why I looked at the time, and I wanted to make sure we talked about monetization, because just mm-hmm. putting out great content is not enough. Always, yeah. always think about what you can do to get people on your list, because then you can monetize that and then make offers. The amount of money that you make in your business is going to be directly correlated to the number of offers you put out.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time.